Another day, another podcast, as the saying goes.
Does it?
It does now.
Okay.
If you're a podcast listener, that
you're
is the new saying.
if
you're here for the Alpha Bucks letter, it's W. For what up?
Willie.
What up, Willie? What up is the, I don't know.
W for watermelon?
Yes.
What's a Central Coast suburb that starts with W?
Watanabe. There you go.
Watanabe.
Hey, that was DJ Fuel helping us out there. Enjoy the podcast, guys. It's a ripper. Here we go.
Get up with Gourney and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
13 shows left.
I don't want to know until it's 10.
But we're so close to 10.
Once you get through, close yet so far,
once
mate.
You get through today, 12 shows to go. How good is that?
I can't believe we're working up so close to Christmas.
I know, the 21st.
It's an absolute travesty, I tell you.
The 21st is very close. I don't think I've ever worked that close to Christmas.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, should be the end of next week. We should be here saying 8 shows left for the year, guys.
I know, but then it's like, oh, we've got to take that as annual leave.
Yeah,
so,
forced leave.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do?
Mate, if it was up to me, I'd work right across Christmas and New Year's. I don't want to wish this job away. I love it that much.
Oh,
I
just want to say that.
I want to live my life on the air. They force me to take holidays around here.
Oh, well,
here,
me so. And Jamie can go on your honeymoon for you if you'd like.
Nope, I'm more than happy. I would do the show from New York if I could, that's for sure. Hey, in the show today, what are you looking forward to most? What are you looking forward to, mate? It's a big show.
I'd have to say, I've got a little bit of a story for you. In fact, you were there, though, but... For everybody on their commute to work this morning, I taught our boss Yamo's children a few choice words.
How to swear. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And let me say, he wasn't that impressed.
Let me say, the kids took to that like a fish to water. They were loving it. They were eating
like
up those swear words.
Fish to water, like white on rice.
Yes. We'll get to that in the show this morning. Also, Scott Tweedy from The Loop on Channel 11, rumoured to be the new Bachelor. Trying to get him on the show this morning after 8 o'clock this morning.
How's that working for you?
Well, he's gone underground, as they say. Mm. So he's
that's because there's been plenty of articles.
I know
about it.
But he's a friend of the show, and we're going to cold call him if we have to. Okay. And I've got some text messages from a month or so ago, where I predicted it and I put it to Scott as well.
Oh.
And I'll let you know what he says about that. About being the Bachelor. So that's coming up in the show this morning as well.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
What are we looking at in the world, Ash Pollard?
Some happy news this morning. A woman who lost most of her jaw and teeth to cancer has been fitted with a 3D mandible.
This is amazing.
Can you even believe
it? Amazing stuff. I'm fascinated by this.
She's 31 years old from Melbourne. And she noticed a small bump above her teeth, which was causing them to move a bit. Turned out... it was the old cancer.
God.
Mm-hmm.
3D printed jaw, though.
Amazing, because, of course, she had to have it all removed. And it's remarkable, these pictures.
Show me the pics. I haven't seen too many pics this morning. I want to see what this 3D jaw looks like.
Yeah, I'd love to come around to my computes.
I'll come around and have a look in a sec.
Mm.
I look forward to seeing that.
Okay.
Over that side
well,
of the
Well, it's happy anyway.
CFM, trending now.
Did you know that taking pics in some places around the world is actually illegal?
Oh, they sound like fun places, don't they?
Last week, it emerged a British tourist in Egypt had been arrested over a video he took with his mobile phone at the airport that happened to capture a military helicopter in the background. 19-year-old kid he was, arrested shortly after arriving in Egypt. Yeah, awkward. Yeah. Eiffel Tower at night time. Apparently, you can cop a fine taking a picture of that.
I thought everyone took a photo of the Eiffel Tower at night time. No?
Apparently so.
I wouldn't have known that, honestly. I would have been done for sure.
If you take it without the lights, you're fine, but if the photo's taken when all the lights are on, you've broken the law.
Oh, how dare
There's
you.
There's also a famous night spot in Tokyo where you are, and you're warned not to take pictures. If you do, again, you'll cop a fine. I reckon that's because in that particular little spot, it's called Golden Gay or Golden Guy or something like that in Tokyo. You know how a lot of... high-flying, high-fatutin blokes and business people go out in districts like that.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're photographed, that can probably be...
Or busted cheating.
Well, not cheating,
busted
but like
with someone
if you're going out and you're getting on it, might be a bit
naughty. You
shouldn't
be with. Yeah, right. All right, that is your trending now this morning here at CFM.
CFM, trending now.
Next on the show, our producer Gia is back from her Bali holiday, and I want to get her on the air to find out how Bali went. She's come back with a bit of an Indonesian accent. I don't know if you've noticed that. She went for a week, and she's already talking in Indonesian tongue, as they say.
I look forward to hearing that.
She will join us on the show next. And between her and DJ Delicious, who works at this radio station, one of them was bitten by a monkey at the monkey forest.
Heinous. I don't even want to go into this. Serves you right for being in Bali is all I have to say.
Mate,
about
the monkey forest is a great place.
Foul is what it is.
The monkeys
foul.
Are scary as, but we'll get to that next.
Get up with Gaunti and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Our producer Gia is back from Bali. First time to Bali.
What is this?
This is Bali
you
music,
you should know.
Mate. You should know.
I feel like it doesn't sound Balinese.
Listen. Have you had enough rice? You done with it?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I did get sick while I was there.
Did you get Bali belly?
Did not get Bali belly. A doctor friend of mine seems to think I may have had salmonella poisoning.
Salmonella?
Ew, man. I can't even deal. Can you get out of here?
Oh, well, that's why I'm so thin now. Look at me. I've come back half the person I was.
Did you drink the water?
I didn't drink the water. I was very careful.
Did you brush your teeth with the water?
No.
Okay.
They gave me a little bottle of water.
Yeah, some people make that mistake.
What sort of holiday is that anyway?
What's that?
Like being scared to even open your shower in the, open your mouth in the shower.
I love Bali. I think it's great. I proposed to Jamie there. Had a great time.
I went and visited the daybed. The moment.
Oh, did you? Where I proposed to Jamie? It's a nice spot, isn't it?
The sand's all black and... Bintang all over the
Don't let Ash persuade you, mate. Did you enjoy Bali or not?
I did have a good time. To be honest, I would have enjoyed any holiday.
You did say that you weren't going to drink, and then watching your Instagram story, you're at Sky Garden every night of the week with DJ Delicious.
Yeah.
Off your face.
I was not off my face, but...
Oh, she was having a... Did you see her Insta stories, Ash?
I was on holiday. Leave me be. If I want to have a drink, I'll have a drink.
What I did see
Flirting
was your final... I don't know if it was a picture or a story of you both at the airport with a Bintang singlet on.
Yep.
And a glass of something or other.
Yes. I was a little hesitant to come back into the country wearing a Bintang singlet.
That's the epitome of Bali.
Yeah.
Come back with a Bintang.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be done. At least you didn't come back with those trades. A lot of people come back with. They're pretty hectic, aren't they?
Yes, did come back with that. Didn't come back with a monkey bite.
Yeah, so what happened there? Tell us what happened there.
Oh, my DJ Delicious, yep. My housemate.
Are you nervous being back on air, eh?
A little bit. Yes.
What?
No, I'm scared to talk about these monkeys because I'm actually that freaked out about them now.
Yeah.
So we went to this sacred monkey place. Everyone goes there. Tourist thing.
Monkey
had
forest.
To be done.
Yep.
And we got there and she was so excited because she told me about these monkeys. They full sit on your head. They climb all over you. And there were signs.
They're evil.
Everywhere that said, don't touch the monkeys. She's like, well, we're in the wrong place, surely. Went in there. There was not a monkey to be seen. They were nowhere. And we were very, very disappointed.
This music really goes with your story. I'm loving it.
Suddenly, a couple of monkeys show up. They're jumping on other people. And she was like, I want them to jump on me. We're not allowed to go out of our way to touch them, but I want them to jump on me. So she got her sunnies out. They say, oh, you know, anything that's not strapped down, put it away. She got her sunnies out and was like jangling them around her head, hoping one would come over to her. Didn't work. She then started to get her bag. Jingling the bag around to be like, look at all the stuff I have. Come rob me.
Why would you want that?
God.
I've run away from them when I'm there. Why would you even want that?
Because they've got evil little faces.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on.
Get to the bit where they bite her.
Anyway, so one monkey then jumped on her shoulder and came over her shoulder, unzipped her bag, and she was like, I can't push it off.
Yeah.
What if it bites me? Grabbed a muesli bar out, ran away. Another monkey was cut. That she had given it a muesli bar and not her. So it went to grab her and bit her on the ankle.
And now she's got rabies?
She had to go and get a rabies injection.
Oh,
see,
no.
This is foul.
Yes.
This is utterly disgusting.
I haven't been to the hospitals there. What are they like? I hear they're pretty intense.
First of all, we're going to talk about how heinous those monkeys are. They're riddled with disease and fleas and ticks and...
Well, the local wild dogs are probably worse than the monkeys.
Oh, Bali's just...
And are you offended that...
You can get arrested for even breathing in the place.
Yeah.
Well, I, to be honest, I think she low-key deserved that bite because she was...
Next minute, she's going to be dead.
Because she was like jingling her bag around. Like, you want the monkeys to come near you, you deal with the consequences.
And are you offended that the dirty monkeys didn't want to come anywhere near you? Or did you just, oh, it's pretty offensive.
After that, I hightailed it out of there.
Oh,
would you go back? Yeah. Give us a quick out of 10 of Bali. I've been like 5 times. Ash hates it. Mm. I love it. Would you go back again? Maybe with Tom on a romantic getaway.
Look, to be honest, I feel like I've kind of checked it off my list now.
High five, girl.
Yep. Done it. Mm. Been there.
Pulled it in tank singlet. There's nothing to see in Bali.
Yeah, if you don't like anything, Paula.
Oh, I love stuff.
Like what?
Name one.
Name one thing.
Italy.
Oh, Italy. Okay, well.
France.
Okay.
Spaghetti.
You don't get to...
Super yacht.
Cheese.
Get up with Gaunti and Ash Pollard. CFM.
We love a study.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Gaunti and Ash Pollard study.
And I love watching you squirm on this study, Pollard.
Yeah.
Look how squirmy you are.
It's like, it's not sort of like what I want to go into with even my brother.
Careful the words that you use when you say go into.
God.
Well, I'm just saying, be careful of the words that you use around the study.
Give me this study. Go on.
You're right. It is like chatting to your sister about this kind of stuff with you. But
please don't look at me in the eyes while you're saying this.
I'm going to look you square in the eyes when I say
look
this.
Look away.
A study's been done to find out how long people actually have sex for.
Mm.
They surveyed 500 couples from around the world, and they all had to time it with a stopwatch. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah. Weird.
So the 500 couples who participated over a 4-week period used this, again, careful, using nothing, over a 4-week period using a stopwatch, this is the average, all right? So it ranged anywhere from 33 seconds to 44 minutes.
33 seconds?
Yep, that was the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, there's issues there.
That's issues?
Mm.
33 seconds.
They need some nasal spray.
Up the nose, away it goes. 33 seconds to 44 minutes. So the average across all the couples is, what do you think the average time is? I'm interested to find out what people think.
Oh, I'd say average, oh my God, I was going to say 30 minutes.
Mm.
But then lower, less,
yeah.
15.
Well, that's in the middle, but yeah, much less than that.
15 is in the middle?
Well, 33 seconds to 44 minutes. Yeah, close to the middle, not quite, but keep going down.
Oh, nah, it's depressing. 5 minutes.
5.4 minutes.
Stop it.
5.4 minutes is the average.
I've got to say, like, I don't know what their deal is.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least they're giving it a go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do in this game, isn't it?
Look, it's better than not having it.
Yes, that's a silver lining right
because
there.
Because me and Pete were talking about this on the weekend. We're like, there's a myriad of positives to a shag.
Right.
There really is. Yes. Like, it's good for your health.
Yes.
It's exercise.
Of course.
Makes you feel better.
100%.
You blow off some steam.
There's proven statistics with all this stuff.
Not sure what the negatives are.
There is no negatives.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Mm. I mean, a negative is...
I'm a virgin, so I wouldn't really know.
Of course, yes. They also said it didn't matter which country you came from unless you came from Turkey.
What happens there?
Much shorter time in Turkey, 3.7 minutes.
How come?
Than couples from other countries around the world, Netherlands, Spain, United Kingdom and United States.
Does it say why?
Didn't say why Turkey was so low on the list. God, I tell you what, though, Australia was at the top.
Does it say anything about
us Aussies? We
like
know what
size.
The is.
Does size matter and things
says
like that?
Says size does not matter when it comes when it comes to the time.
Oh,
size
wow.
does not matter. So, thumbs up all round, guys.
You better be going for more than 5 minutes, mate.
Get up with Gaunti and Ash Pollard. CFM.
You know what makes me happy?
24. Sorry. What makes you happy?
Swearing.
You love it.
I love it.
It is fun.
And I work in the worst job for that.
Yeah, well, you can't swear on air.
Cannot.
We have a dump button.
We do have a dump button. So if I happen to say a swear word, you will dump me. but it'll ruin the segment.
Mm, I'm yet to do it on air, and I've always wanted to.
Well, I did it by accident once.
That's right.
I did it, and I was in a furious mood about manspreading.
Manspreading, that's right.
Blokes who spread their legs on the train. Anyway, so, I love it. It tastes nice. I think I do it with some sort of aplomb rather than just, I'm not really totes bogues about it.
Oh, no, you're totes bogues, mate. Ask anyone around the office.
It's an element of pogan to it.
Of course, you are the pogan.
We were at, what's it called?
We did an outside broadcast.
That's what's, yeah,
on the weekend. We're hanging out.
Yeah, we're hanging out, and Boss Yamo brought his kids down, and that was the first time I'd met them. And
lovely,
nice.
Respectable young ladies. How old are they, roughly?
They're children.
They're children, yes.
Yes. I wouldn't say they're ladies just yet.
No, but they're, respectable.
They're little kidlets.
Is what I'll
two
say.
Two little girls, yes. Cutie pie, very well mannered and whatnot.
And Boss Yamo's the most conservative man on the planet.
So conservative, actually tucks his shirts into his jeans. That's how conservative he is. Tragic.
Yep.
Anyway, so I was having a little chat to one of the eldest of the two girls, and she was showing me some YouTube clips, and I don't know how we got onto it, but I started to teach her a few swear words, like bloody, for instance.
You're not allowed to say that. Yeah,
apparently, that's a swear
up
word.
There. That's up there, yeah.
I think I might have said the S word, just for fun.
Well, there's a couple that you could have rolled out. Did you get as far as the...
Oh, no, I did not.
So you didn't get as far as A, B, C, D, E?
No.
What follows
it
in
the... It wasn't that I blatantly taught her how to say the S word.
Right.
I just might have said it and she copied.
I said,
but don't say that. Maybe say something like bloody. And then, of course, off she goes. She's a...
Can I be fair, though? Mm-hmm. I've been pulled up on bloody as well, and I thought that was just an Aussie kind of slang,
It's not
bloody
a swear
great time.
Word.
That's how I see the word, is that you're just emphasising how good something is. But then I guess you could use the other words for that too.
Yeah, of course.
So when did you get busted on it? When did it come back to bite you?
It came back to bite me when she went up to her dad and said it to his face. She went up to Boss Yamo and said, Daddy, it was bloody this. And I was like, oh, great. And you know what's hysterical about it is because Boss Yamo hates the word bloody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to try and say it as many times as I possibly can in this segment.
Yeah, that you're rolling it so many times. And did she?
Absolutely hates it. And so he, although he sort of laughed, I could see he was seething and writhing underneath. He wasn't impressed by it. But look, the fact of the matter is, look at the Osbournes, for instance. Do you remember that television show?
I do remember the Osbournes.
And they would be firing off the F-bombs like they were going out of fashion. And they seem like they're normal.
Don't know if they're the best example, mate.
CFM's $10,000 Santa sack.
What's in the sack?
What's in the sack today?
What's in the sack?
What's in the sack?
What's in the sack today? It's worth $10,000, what it is. A lot of guesses, cfm.com.au, couple of clues, desk, and 100 tons. We've given away.
Tons.
Let's go to Sarah at Long Jetty, one of the great parts of the coast. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you both?
We are great.
Sensation.
I'd love to know what's inside this sack. I'm sure you would as well.
Oh, I would, and I hope it's what I think.
Okay. Now, you shopped in store, so that's why we have you on the show first, and we actually called you. So whereabouts on the coast did you shop to get yourself on the air?
Trader Vic.
What do you know? Oh, they love the promo.
We smash it. Trader Vic's at Christmas time. Oh, my goodness.
It's the place to go for your Christmas shopping. All right, for $10,000, what do you think is inside Santa's sack?
I hope it's a very cool and very trendy paperweight.
Very cool, very trendy paperweight. Classic radio question, but what are you spending that cash on if you win?
Well, look, I'm not like any other family, I'm sure, and the credit card has been getting a beating lately, so that would benefit.
Okay. Knock off the old credit card. Let's find out if you're a winner here today. Here we go. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Ho, ho, ho! All you're getting from me is a lump of coal. Oh. It's a no.
from me.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Back to the drawing board, mate.
Back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board. Good to have you on air. Have a great week.
You too. Bye now.
There goes Sarah. Let's go to Brad at Carey Bay. Brad's called the show on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're good, mate. You sound fired up to win $10,000. So tell us, what is inside CFM's $10,000 Santa stack?
I think it's printer ink cartridges.
Oh. Printer ink cartridges. God, I hope you're right. Come on, Santa. Give us some.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa says... No!
Oh, right in the sack where it hurts. Unfortunately, Brad, sorry about that, mate. You'll have to try again at another point. We play again across the day here at CFM. For 10,
I'm really just trying to think what it is.
Well, we don't know. I Producer know. Gia knows. Maybe we'll squeeze it out of her and tell one of our friends and win money. Actually, no, don't do that. $10,000 is up for grabs when we play next.
101.3 CFM.
Dee McCarthy joins us this morning. And when I woke up this morning, I saw Pete Davidson's latest Instagram post, Dean.
What happened?
Quite deep.
It's really heavy. To sort of cut a long story short, he had told evil, I'm going to call them evil, Ariana fans and trolls, that he will not kill himself. Here's the dark, dark thing that we do with these days. People on the internet go and tell celebrities to take their own life. It's extremely dark. Pete Davidson has come out saying that I will not, and he will kind of not give in or bend to this hate, trolling, darkness that he has received from, let's be honest, Ariana Grande fans after they broke up fairly recently, and obviously it's all been reinvigorated, re-inspired, re-stirred up with the release of her new music video, Thank You Next. So he's not taking it, not taking the trolling.
It is pretty hectic in that industry. Like, obviously it'd be nice to have a private breakup, yep. But especially when you're girlfriend's going to do an entire song about it. Like,
yeah, but to be copping it from her fans in public, he said he's been copping it on the streets and online.
Oh,
and
rude.
He said he's been copping it pretty
people
heavy.
People are wrong
so.
To do that. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, get a read of his Instagram post. He opens up quite a bit and he took a bit of time off Instagram too, right? He jumped completely off social media, Dean, but now he seems to be back on there to clear the air. And look, if you or anyone you know needs help, 13 11 14 is the lifeline number. Cardi B, Dean, what's the go with her? She just seems to generate news on the daily.
Shit up. Love me some Cardi B. Here's what's happened today. This is interesting. So as you may recall, two women allege, let me just say that again, allege that Cardi B had her bodyguards attack them in a club, one of those clubs where they dance for money. Anyway, so these two women are taking her to court, right? The judge has released a statement saying that Cardi has to show up in court herself in person or there will be a warrant out for her arrest. Now, if you're wondering, you're thinking, obviously, no, in America, some of these rich people and celebrities get away with not attending these things. They send lawyers and there's tricks and, all these kind of different ways of doing it. Well, they are not having it. The judge has said, Cardi B, I want you front. Right,
that was
something.
Turns out the judge is just a big Cardi B fan, just wants her there. Just wants to see her in person.
Cardi B, I want you there.
Oh, Ash did it pretty well. Give me a go. You guys are both here to
go.
Cardi B, wants you right there.
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that again.
None of us should ever do that again.
Ever.
Leave it to Cardi B. She shouldn't even be doing it, to be honest. Oh. It's old news, mate. She's been doing it for ages. Dean, good to chat, man. We'll do it again same time tomorrow.
That was rude, Gaundy.
What?
Your rude.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you, Dean. Just gone 7:15 here at CFM. How do I get roped into these things? Hey, still to come on the show this morning, big news for Bachelor fans. Scott Tweedy, mate of the show. We had him on just last week covering the Arias. Rumoured to be the new Bachelor.
I've got to pretend I care.
Come on, you are into it, mate.
No. It's the only show that actually makes me cringe. I get so awks watching it.
Do you?
I feel so awkward.
What if you know someone on it, like Scott? Would you watch it then?
No, I still wouldn't.
No, you're still not into it?
I've stopped watching my own stuff.
Yeah. You said you never did off the back of those TV shows. You said you never watched it.
No, no, I did, but only when I was on it.
Ah, right.
But I really... Oh.
Yeah, can't do it. All right, well, I feel like I predicted this back in August.
Imagine.
More on that after 8 here at 3.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
This popped up in my news feed yesterday, and I just wanted to get your take. Have a listen to this song that's being banned in the US on a radio station. Take a listen.
A Cleveland radio station says it has stopped playing the classic holiday song, Baby It's Cold Outside, because of the Me Too movement. Star 102.1 posted on their website that listeners complain that the lyrics are inappropriate. Radio host Glenn Anderson wrote, "The world we live in is extra sensitive now, and people get easily offended. But in a world where Me Too has finally given women the voice they deserve, the song has no place." One line in the song, which was written in 1944, reads, "Maybe just a half drink more, put some records on while I pour."
Classic Christmas song from 1944. Now, look, I'm all for the Me Too movement. I think it's amazing that ladies are coming out and speaking on this. It has to be done, but is this not taking it too far? A Christmas song from 1944. It's been done by Bublé. It's been done by John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John.
Isn't it a Dean Martin song?
It could be. It sounds like it could be a Dean Martin song. I did look that up, but there's so many different versions of the song. If you take a listen to the lyrics, the guy is trying to get her to stay. Take a listen to this.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand.
So that's John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John.
What's wrong with that?
I just wanted to get your take. I wanted to see what you think.
Oh, my God. I have butterflies thinking about it.
Oh, do you?
It makes me so...
This actually, since we have that Alexa thing, I've been saying, hey, Alexa, play some Christmas carols at home. Did that last night. This song came on. Jamie and I had a great time to it.
I love it. Okay, popular song written by Frank Losser. Honestly, we are way too sensitive.
Sensitive.
And it infuriates me.
Yeah.
This song, like you said, was written in 1944.
And it's not like the lyrics...
I don't think it means...
No.
Like, what are they saying? It's meaning.
They're saying that he's trying to persuade her to stay.
Of course he is.
And that kind
What's wrong with that?
They're saying she wants to leave and he's persuading her to stay.
Oh, for God's sake.
Drinks and his music and his good times.
It's cold outside.
It's going to get to a point. Yeah, he's trying to look after her, exactly. It's cold outside.
And she's just playing hard to get. It's as simple as that.
She's saying her sister will worry. And he's saying, don't worry about that. I've got the drinks, you know. Put it on. Put the record on.
Hello, if anyone's actually anybody and they're human, everybody's been on a date where somebody tries to persuade them to stay.
You know, as long as you're not forcing them to, you know, as long as you're not saying...
This chick is not being forced against her will.
Baby, it's cold outside. No, you can't leave. I'm locking the door. Like, that's not in there.
Like, you don't hear him getting out the handcuffs and stuff,
exactly.
Do you?
There's no cuffs in there. He's just trying to have a good time.
God.
Anyway, it's going to get to a point where ladies and guys, you just can't even look at each other, you know, just keep a...
How about we all just die?
Oh, well, there's a motto for your morning, isn't it?
My check.
Yeah. Arby Vinday's 2019, your summer winery escape, presented by CFM.
Let's go!
This is the place to get your free R&B Vine Days tickets. The Gaunty and Ash Show, where we have all the good stuff, don't we, Pollard?
Mm, we've been giving away plenty of good stuff lately.
I've got it all. Why wouldn't you listen to us? If I wasn't me, I'd still be listening to us.
Well, me too.
Put that on the poster of the show. Let's go to our first caller.
If I wasn't me, I'd still be listening to us.
Gaunty. On our own poster.
Ever articulate.
Yes. Great philosopher of our time. Let's go to our first caller on the horn here this morning. A lot of people trying to get themselves the tickets, but Kelly from Nord's Wharf is the first one through. Congrats, Kel.
Woo-hoo, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, hello.
You're pretty close to Bimbadgin, I see.
What was that, sorry?
You're pretty close to Bimbadgin, where the show is. How
and
far?
Even closer.
How far would you be from Bimbadgin, roughly?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, okay, 40 minutes.
How far away is it normally?
For me, from the peninsula, it's about an hour 20.
Oh, that's not even that bad.
Yeah, it's not even that bad at all. Well, you have the free tickets this morning. Have you been trying for the last couple of weeks?
I have. Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Will you keep listening to our show even though you've won tickets now? Will you continue to
always
do so? Ah, thank
always
you. Didn't know if we just won you over with the tickets, but it's good to have you here, Kel. Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, keep listening for the horn if you want to win that. We're doing it all this week. R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days at your Summer Winery Escape. Live performances from Nelly, Craig David, All Saints. And it's on Saturday, 2nd of Feb 2019, Bim Badge and Hunter Valley. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster. Next on the show, we're talking gender reveals. If you've been to a crazy one, we want to hear from you, or maybe you've done one yourself, because these things are getting neck level.
They're getting neck level.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
They're getting dangerous is what they are.
They are. Yeah. We want to hear from you this morning. Gender reveals next.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Gender reveals.
What do you think about them?
I'm yet to have a kid, so I haven't even really thought about it.
Would you do it?
I think we're going to wait. Well, this is me speaking. Mm-hmm. I think I want the surprise. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to do the big party and pop the balloon and find out what it's going to be. But then I also like a party.
Yeah, I also any excuse like for a party.
Yes.
Look, I'm not necessarily a fan of gender reveals.
Okay.
That's just my take on it. It's very American.
Is it?
Like most things we do here in Australia.
Yeah, that's fine if it's a good time, you know. Is it creepy? It's creeping into Australia, though. I see it a lot more.
Totally.
Everywhere, actually.
Well, speaking of America and gender reveals, a bloke in Arizona literally started a fire that caused the community $11 million to put out and 800 firefighters. So
800?
Yes.
800 firefighters. That's the whole town.
Pretty much. So basically this bloke and his missus set up a target containing tannerite.
Yep.
Which is this, it's a highly explosive substance, and it's designed to detonate when you shoot at it with a high-powered firearm.
Oh, this sounds like a great idea when you're planning that.
So he sets it up, but he sets it up in a really dry, grassy area, but like high grass already, like idiot. And inside of it is a blue powder. So when you shoot at it, it explodes and the blue powder goes everywhere.
Surprise, you're having a boy, which is great.
So I'm watching this video, and already it's like it's in the sort of forest area, but it's very dry and it's very windy. Off he goes, boom, he shoots it, it explodes. But rather than seeing any of the blue powder going anywhere, it's just flames.
Lit up.
And a massive explosion, and then catches fire to all of the dead grass and just goes. Just goes. 47,000 acres of wildlife.
Who's paying the 11 mil?
Who's
covering that? But sure, it's going to be him, I'm sure.
He's in a lot of trouble. Yeah, right. So I think he's going to jail for it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. The kid's born, the dad's not around, and they're $11 million in debt.
No, I think it's $138,000 Australian dollars.
Right.
In the States, it's like $100,000.
Okay.
Yeah. But then in South Australia, something similar happened.
Yeah.
Now, have we got some audio?
We've got some audio. So this was on the news, and this is them doing a burnout to reveal, and the smoke reveals the gender of the baby.
Gender reveals are becoming increasingly popular, with car burnouts one of the many celebratory methods used. Usually, though, they don't end like this. Police have warned of the danger of these stunts.
God, I love the Bogans. Fire extinguisher, back of me car.
Back of me car.
Yeah, like I just got one sitting around the back for when we do these burnouts.
It was pink smoke, by the way.
Yeah, it was pink smoke, wanted to know what it was.
They're having a little girl.
But like dirt, this is the stupid stuff that you don't think about is, you know, you're going to blow the joint up when you're going to shoot a gun at some sort of gun power. And also, when you put that flammable powder, colory, powdery stuff at the bottom of rubber and you burn it, of course it's going to catch on fire.
Sometimes when I see these things, I think there should be some sort of test you have to take before you're allowed to have kids.
I couldn't agree more. I'm glad you said it and it wasn't me.
Because it's like, I mean, if you're doing this, are you fit to be a parent to find out?
But I just find it hysterical. All the women on the side are all videoing it like it's so cool. Like, doing this on a Sunday. Going to see what my kid is.
I want to put it to the parents. Put it to the parents. 13, 12, 16, these gender reveals, okay? So what have you done? Did you love it? Did you regret it? You know, it's a big thing.
There's something about that bogan kind of behaviour that I love, though.
Oh, I love
it. I'm like, good on you, you dingbat.
13, 12, 16. Best call this morning. We've got these Christmas boxes full of Luxe goodies thanks to the Rustic Rabbit show bags at Erin Affair.
I guess it's more exciting than popping a balloon.
Well, that's the classic go-to, isn't it? You know,
what's the most creative one, do you think?
You've really got to take it to the next level and get 800 fireys out. That's what you really got to do.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We're talking gender reveals on 13, 12, 16. A bloke in the States lit fire and had to get 800.
Lit fire?
Yeah.
He aimed fire at a target.
Yes.
With a high-powered rifle and off it shot and he practically burnt down the forest.
It was lit.
$11 million it cost.
And 800 fireys had to come out as well. And then there's this news story about the gender reveal in South Australia, the burnout, which went wrong. They had to get the fire extinguisher out.
Fire! Fire extinguisher back my car!
It's in the back of my car.
Well, that's what's going to happen when you burn rubber on top of some sort of flammable powder.
Yes. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster.
Disaster.
We're chatting gender reveals. Let's go to Amanda at Yamina Beach, my side of town. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amanda, are you doing burnouts, darling?
No, that's definitely not my thing.
Okay, what did you guys do for the gender reveal?
So my fiancé is a boxing coach, so we bought a sack of black powder and stuck it against the pad and you punch the pad and then it, bursts out blue chalk everywhere.
Oh.
Okay, punching the pad.
Did you have people watching or was it just you and him?
No, we had people watching. We had all my friends and family. We just did it down at a park so everyone saw and there was quite a lot and the powder doesn't come off for ages.
Oh.
See, they're becoming parties. Can I ask, because I was going to, you know, when the time comes I'd like to do a surprise, but do people bring gifts to the gender reveal?
Yeah, we did because having a baby shower. Second baby, so I want to have a second baby shower because I feel that.
Okay, so you're going to have a second baby shower to get more gifts. I like the sound of that.
No, did she say? I don't think she was going to.
Well, that's what I heard. More gifts. I'm going to do that.
Oh.
Gender reveal and a baby shower. Let's go to someone who has done the burnout, Ash.
Oh, stop it. Who is it?
Taco from the Memorial.
Taco!
Taco!
How are we, guys?
Oh, we're good, Taco.
What a name, mate.
That's a great name, isn't it?
That's a good name.
I don't live it down.
Okay, Taco, you've done the burnout gender reveal.
Yeah. I thought I was a good driver, you know, and I thought I could do a good burnout, but it didn't end too well, you know, as to plan. I was doing a burnout in one of my mate's streets, and I lost a bit of control there. Went straight into a tree.
Oh, Taco,
come on, man.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, you know, but it was a good laugh.
Probably funny in hindsight, but not at the time.
What does it cost you in damages?
Probably about $5,000.
Yeah, just $5,000.
Oh!
Yeah, could be spent on the baby, that $5,000, but no. Yeah. Going into the broken car. And what about the police? What did the police have to say? Anything?
Nah, they didn't turn up. It was all good.
They know about it now.
Phew.
They know about it now. How long ago was this?
Probably about 6 months ago.
6 months ago. And have you had the baby yet?
Yeah, had the baby now. He'll be doing burnout soon, too.
Come on.
We're a family of cars. We love our cars.
They love their cars. Like father, like son. Like a little mini Taco.
Hey, what's your boy's name?
Taco Jr.
Junior.
Taco Jr.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, what a character. Thanks for the call this morning there, mate. Burnout gender reveals, Pollard. Have you been persuaded to do it in a safe place?
Well, what do you reckon? I'm going to get the scoot out. Me and the scoot diddly-oo.
Yes.
Bing.
Alpha Bucks, we play next. 13, 12, 16 for $1,000.
CFM's Alpha Bucks. Come on, let me show you what it's
Alpha Bucks time. $1,000. It has to go off this week. Got to go off. It has to go off at least once before we leave for Christmas. We might have to do one of those days.
People clues.
Yeah, clues or those one of those days where we stay on until someone wins $1,000.
Tell me what the letter is.
It's N.
N for nighttime.
Max at Saratoga, keen to get the grand. Morning, Max.
How you going, guys?
Good, man. Welcome to the show. How do you go with Alpha Bucks when you're playing the car?
I've killed it last week.
Killed it last week.
All right, well, kill it today because N for Neptune is your letter.
Yep.
Let's rock.
All right.
Guys, let's hang 10 for
all right,
$1,000.
Maxie, let's do it.
Yep.
Question number one. Name a planet.
Neptune.
A number.
9.
Snack.
A what?
A snack.
Nuggets.
A footwear brand.
Nike.
Type of gaming console.
Nintendo.
R&B artist.
Nelly.
A month.
November.
A sport.
Pass.
Breakfast cereal.
Cereal nuggets.
A sport.
Netball.
Fashion. Oh my god!
Thought he had it. I was getting ready to play the winner's music and all. He just cruised through those first lot. You pass on a sport, netball.
He said it right at the end.
Oh, right.
And then I had one more to ask.
Yeah, to
a
get
fashion
to.
Accessory. Oh.
My missus
is going to
kill me.
Your missus is
going to
kill you.
Yeah, on netball.
On netball, yeah, I know.
You need to call again because you're good.
Yeah, you are good, man. I'll give you credit for that.
You need to get your fingers on that phone every morning.
No, all good.
All right. No luck with $1,000 this morning, but maybe your missus will be happy with Dirty Dancing at Immersive Cinema. Presenting Dirty Dancing March 15, 16, 17 at the Domain. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. For more details, visit immersivecinema.com.au.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Now, Bachelor fans were all getting excited yesterday. Our mate Scott Tweedy from The Loop on Channel 11 has been thrown into the mix. Now, Scotty's a friend of mine. He's also a friend of the show. We had him on last week for the Arias, and at this very time slot, he actually dropped an F-bomb on us on air we had to dump. Take a listen, yeah.
First Darius, and he looks at me and goes, mate, I've been in the industry for 40...
Oh, we're going to have to dump our own guest, Scott Tweedy, dropping the F-bomb. He's a loose unit. You know, though,
he wouldn't normally be like that, which astounds me.
Yep.
Because, I mean, you know that he's loose.
Well, off the back of the Arias,
yeah,
I reckon
that's
he'd
what
had
I mean.
A, yeah, a couple
he
of drinks.
Would have still been.
Yeah. But this is a guy that's known for kids' TV. He was on Prank Patrol back in the day, and he's got a very clean cut image. Anyway, they're saying he's going to be the next Bachelor. And I sent Tweedy a text saying, mate, come on this radio show and tell us if you're going to be the Bachelor or not. And I said, if you tell me you can't come on the radio, that means
you're the Bachelor.
You're the Bachelor.
And what did he say?
His reply to me this morning. Morning, Gaundy. What a laugh. You know, any day, 110% I'd be there. But 10 have made me do nothing until I go on Studio 10 this morning. So he can't do any chats.
That
until
confirms
he,
it for me. 10 have made me do nothing.
Until he goes on Studio 10. So he's going to be on TV this morning on Studio 10 talking about it. And I said,
far out.
I said, mate, you're definitely the Bachelor. And
he's
he said,
he's going to kill you. Are we going to call him right now?
Well, he said he can't come on the show, so I don't know. What should we do? Do you reckon we you just want to
cold
call?
You're scared, aren't you? Well, you get a bit scared about this stuff.
Well, he's a mate of mine. I don't want to...
You don't want to put him, stitch him?
Well, if he gets on air, he might...
It's sort of his job.
He might just hang up on us, though. That's the thing. Or he might not even answer at all. He might be just not taking any calls.
Is this number private when we call off it?
I think so. I've punched it in already. I've got his number here. Do you want to just try and give him a call? I don't know how this is going to end, though. Okay?
But it's not like he's going to... He won't be a bad sport.
No, he okay.
Come on, he's in the industry. Like, he knows this stuff happens.
All right.
Oh, my God, you've done it.
I've done it.
You're in trouble.
We have to let him know he's on air as soon as he... If he answers, we have to let him know he's on air.
You're nervous?
Yep.
So scared.
Come on, Tweedy, answer your phone. You never know who it could be. It's us.
Hey, this is Scott. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Cheers.
Mate, you are avoiding us. It's Pollard here from Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Ash wanted to call you. She said, call him on air. So that's what we're doing here, Scotty.
You are live on air.
Mate, you are 100% the Bachelor.
I don't know about that.
2019.
I think you might be ruining your career.
Ooh, there was talk of that too.
Mm.
All right, take this advice from Pollard. In 2019, you should...
Not do The Bachelor.
All right, well, hang up on him there. So you're saying don't do The Bachelor. You don't reckon it's good for his career?
No, like if you want to be taken seriously in the industry, and he's worked very, very hard to get where he is now, I don't understand how The Bachelor can help.
He said to me he would tell me if he was The Bachelor, and I said, I think you're throwing me off the scent. I also predicted this back in August. I sent him a picture when he was hanging out with that Matthew bloke who was the Maddie J.
Maddie J, yeah.
And I said, mate, are you the next Bachelor? His reply to me back in August was, ha ha, I wouldn't mind dating 24 people at once.
He'd get amongst it as well, wouldn't he?
What's your take? I reckon he's going to be the
Batch. I reckon his Instagram career would go gangbusters, but...
He said even off the mention over the last 24 hours, it's been going super well. So, I don't know. I reckon we should lock it in. I'm the predictor. You know I'm the predictor. I predicted the winner of The Block, Ash. Remember when I predicted the winner of The Block?
Yeah.
No, we've got to hear that audio again. This is before...
We
don't know. In case people haven't heard it, this is me predicting the winner.
I'm going to put it out there, guys. I think you're going to win The Block. I'm going on record right now saying you guys are going to win The Block, all right? So put that in the...
What makes you think that?
Put that in the time capsule. I just got a feeling. My
Gondi
gut feeling.
Likes to say really random stuff.
Yeah, in case it comes true and then I can replay the audio.
See, I predicted that, and now that I'm the wise TV predictor, off one correct prediction.
You're just playing the Bali music from Jeff.
This is the wise predictor, Gaunt.
Guru Gaunt.
He's definitely the Bachelor for 2019. He's trying to throw me off the scent.
Flick on the telly because it's going to be on soon.
If it's all revealed by the end of the year that he's the Bachelor, I'm the ultimate TV predictor, and I called this back in August. Back in August, Pollard.
What do you want for it? Recognition.
Just the recognition that, that I deserve.
Symbols.
And I think you're going to go back on reality TV too. That's another prediction of mine.
Righto, mate. That's all I do.
Exactly.
So, great prediction when it's already true.
Damn it, you got me there.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Christmas is meant to be a fun time, but we currently find ourselves in the middle of a Christmas war.
Can I tell you, not only are we having a war with the other radio station
Pujo.
In this building, currently having a war with my mum.
What about?
About who to buy Christmas presents for.
That time of the year.
Like, come on. This year I'm doing immediate family.
Yep.
I have a lot of cousins. Like a lot.
Yeah.
I've got like 40. I'm not buying presents for all of them.
I'm just doing kids. That's my policy. My nephew's the only one's getting anything out of me. I saw my sister
yesterday.
And
now she's like, oh, your cousin's birthday's on the weekend, so think about what to buy her for Christmas. And I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. I did the deal with my sister yesterday. I saw her at Erina.
I love my cousins. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But no.
I did the classic thing with my sister yesterday. What? You don't get me anything, I don't get you anything. Done deal. Look, we are in the middle of a Christmas war with our workplace, with the other radio station that occupies this building. And we're going to put it out there after the 8:30 news. We need your help to take what is happening here to the next level. So you can jump on the CFM team.
An email went out to our around our office last week sometime, saying that there is now going to be a Christmas decorating competition within the office, including the other radio station.
We have to pay for the decorations.
From our own money.
That's
right. So anyway, everybody has already begun. We are the last people.
We're the Grinches.
We are the Grinches.
We are the Grinches.
Our office has nothing in it, and our studio has nothing in it.
Nothing.
We want to put it out there to you on the Central Coast. We need your help desperately.
Yeah.
So, I got a scooter, mate. You think, how many Christmas trees do you think I'll be able to carry around on that thing?
Oh, you want to get an actual Christmas tree up in here?
Mate, I'm getting an inflatable Santa.
All right.
I'm getting an inflatable Santa that goes, its arms go from side to side.
Flopping.
We're going big.
All right, well, after the 8:30 news, we're going to put it to the people if you can contribute to making this studio here next level kind of stuff.
But it's got to be classy. We're only doing classy. We're doing DJ's decorations, David Jones, okay? We're not doing, like, festy tinsel and all that. We are doing...
Well, what do you want people to do? Offer up their $500 Christmas decorations?
Exactly.
No, they don't have that.
No.
Anyway.
If anybody's got a Christmas shop where I can come and select some classy things, then...
God,
let's do it.
Really narrowed down our listeners. If you have a Christmas shop, then you can get involved in this. 13, 12, 16. Anyway, you can join our Christmas war here at CFM. More on that after the 8:30 news. But we will not lose this Christmas battle.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just after 8:30 for your Tuesday morning. Let's crank up the Christmas music, please. Here we go. We're in the middle of a Christmas war here at the radio station. A little email went out saying everyone needs to decorate their own areas. A lot of people have jumped on board. There's people out there in the sales department who have wrapped their doors in Christmas wrapping.
I know.
Looks amazing.
Sometimes people just gather, you know, bits and pieces of everything from everywhere and just pop it in one spot.
Yep.
That's not us, mate.
No.
We're going to be calculated on how we decorate this joint. It's going to be decorated like an interior designer would.
Here's the thing, though. Everyone's looking at us like we're letting the team down.
No, everybody's going to get in one day and boom.
Well, see, we've done nothing. The radio station that we can see into their studio next door, they've got their tinsel, they've got their lights, they've got some stuff.
They've just got a couple of random baubles hanging and some, like, real poxy lighting.
They think they've taken the lead, Paula. Look how smug they look in there with their Christmas vibes and looking down on us. Anyway.
Christmas shouldn't be a bitchy time, should it? Their directions look wonderful.
It's very nice what they've done in there. But we're going to win.
For trying.
We're putting it to the people to jump on board with us and let's Christmify.
Christmas fire.
The hell out of this joint. Now, Ben's called 13 12 16. Ben from Bluehaven, who is our personal assistant from next week.
Oh, Benny, finally.
Yeah, because Jesse McCartney liked my Instagram post. Ben, morning.
Good morning, mate. It's good to be one third of Ben, Gordy and Ash.
Oh, still get pushing, off it, mate.
Still pushing for that. Not going to happen. You've got to... had to dump Ben there. So
unbelievable.
Ben will be our PA off the air from now on.
It will not be the Gordy, Ash and Ben show.
You can't even not say a swear word.
I've never had so many swear words go on in my tenure in all my life.
Oh, don't the swear words get the juices
How
flowing?
Anyway, Ben's on the naughty list. Decorations. Ben will not be getting on air.
He said, why don't we just go next door and steal the decorations with a colourful word in there. Look, these are all possibilities, of course, but next on the show, we'll chat to some people. There's a little Christmas store in town I think we need to get in touch with as well.
But right now,
let's enjoy this, shall we?
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Mariah Carey.
You're joking, are you?
No.
It's going to play?
Well, I didn't put this in there. This is the...
sick. Yeah. It's actually happening.
This is it.
Crank it up.
Enjoy, guys. Enjoy.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Well, that's when it officially becomes Christmas, when radio stations start playing Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. You thought I put that in there. That's the music guys doing that stuff. You'll be hearing more of that on CFM, I'm sure. Just gone 8:42 with Gordy and Ash. Tops of 24, sunny day today. Possible rain a little bit later tonight. Now, if you've just tuned in, you might have missed that we are in the middle of a Christmas war with our very own workplace.
And even though Christmas should be a time of positivity, love, support, and all those sorts of lovely things.
Well, I think this initiative was meant to bring the workplace together, and I feel like all it's doing is tearing us apart.
It's definitely making us competitive, is what it is.
Yes, putting us
because
against each other.
Because I get very competitive when people say you've got to break off into groups and the best decoration wins a prize.
Yes, that's what's happening here at the radio station at the moment. We've all been set off into our little departments and we all have to come up with our own Christmas decorations to see who can come up with the best. Now, we'll be honest, we're the last ones to do absolutely anything. So our studio here is looking bare as it gets. A lot of other people have gone to extreme lengths to make their area look good. But that doesn't mean we're going to lose this war, Pollard. No way.
Nah.
And that's why we put it to the people of the coast to jump on board and let's make this thing next level Christmified. 13, 12, 16, if you have anything you'd like to, you know, send our way to put into the studio here. Now, Jodie from Copa has called the show on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Jodes.
Morning, Gordy. Morning, Ash.
Morning, Jodes. Can you help us?
I have a blow-up Santa. And I have a projector light that throws up Santas and candy canes and Christmas baubles.
And you're not going to use this?
No, because we're sort of having a very low-key Christmas because we have a person in hospital, so I'm not putting decorations up.
Oh, Jody, can we borrow that? Because it needs to be used.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Are you sure you don't want to brighten the... You said you got someone in hospital there. You don't want to brighten their kind of room or anything like that?
No, we're going to put a tiny little Christmas tree up in a little white Christmas tree that I've got, but
we're not doing anything at home.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So yeah. Inflatable Santa.
We'll do it in your honour, Jodie.
Of course.
Inflatable Santa and projector light that throws up Christmas decorations.
Boom.
All right. That is sold. We're going to take that if we can,
thank
Jose.
Thank you. And please and thank you.
And now that you're on board, you are now a part of this Christmas war with the other radio station who are very smug. So you're happy to
go
be on
CFM.
The... Go CFM.
Go
CFM. Yeah. See, Jodie's on the front line with us in these Christmas decorations. We need more than that, though. That's a start. What
that
else
is
are you thinking?
Start.
You're the
the interior designer.
Control freak is what I was going to say. what other visions do you have for this studio? To
well, we
win
need
us this
to
thing?
Get some. You know what I love?
Yeah.
There's a real Christmas tree in the reception.
Oh, okay. You
Should
want
I
to
just drag it in here?
I think that's for they're doing that for the donation drive for the presents.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, so leave that one.
They wouldn't know if I took it.
Yeah, I think they would, mate.
Some real pine in here would be lovely.
Doesn't it stink, though?
It smells beautiful.
Sure, it's not too strong. You want a real tree up in here?
It's beautiful.
All right, well, 13, 12, 16. Let's
keep
this
rolling. You've got a real tree and you want to give it to
them. We're also going to get in touch with the Christmas stores on the coast. We got in touch with one and a lovely old lady answered and said she'd love to help us out, but...
Her husband broke his leg. So
didn't really want the promotion on the number one station on the coast. Their loss.
Yep.
There's other
We're
stores.
Having wars everywhere.
All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number here at CFM, and we're going to take down 2GO, the smug Christmas. The dump button's not ready to... Sorry.
The snub Christmas what?
It's not ready to go just yet. I'll leave it at that, but we're not going to lose this thing.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We are done. That's it for the day. 12 shows to go.
Remember, you need to not tell me until it's 10.
Okay, so Monday, when we come back Monday, then we can say 10 shows to go.
Okay.
Until then, 12 shows to go.
Yes.
After today. What were you going to say, mate?
Well, I just wanted to put it back out there. We are in search of Christmas decorations so that we are the most lit and Christmassy team here at the radio station. So if anybody wants to get behind us, help us, or has a Christmas store that can lend us some gear, we want to hear from you.
Join the team. Mm. We want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16, that'd be great.
We want to involve the Central Coast.
Of course, because everyone's getting smug around here thinking that we've done nothing, which we have. We've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But this is the first step to changing that, rectifying that. Maybe we can entice people with this as we leave this morning, these Corona Beach packs we've got to give away. You were pretty keen on this when I mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, because I love Boo Seeker.
Boo Seeker?
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about them. Boo Seeker play kind of the funky, like, get the party started kind of tunes.
It's not really something we'd play.
No. But it's all right.
But I really like it.
Good live? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, we've
It'll
got these.
It'll be good afternoon. I mean, if the sun's out, guns out.
So this is, from what I can see here, this is this Friday. Corona, they're touring Australia with the hip-hop psych soul duo Boo Seeker, bringing 18 free gigs across 5 states in November and December, and they're coming right here to the Central Coast of the Beery this Friday. You can get your tickets, coronasunsetspresents.com.au, or we have a pass for you right now, PAC, on 13, 12, 16. So, I don't know, just have to, deck us out with $5,000 worth of Christmas decorations? It's all yours.
No.
It's a fair trade.
We'll sort it.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Have a great one.
See ya.
Have a good one. Bye.
Want more Gaunty and Ash Pollard? Download the CFM app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at cfm.com.au.